Thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
I was supposed to say from the crate, but I my finger slipped on the thing. Analog radio. Live, I'll do it here, live in the thing. Now, you're on, Troy, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Troy's being, I just want the listeners to know, Troy is being very secretive about what he's got in the crate this morning.
Yeah, it's very
What's nice. In your crate?
He's hidden. Not even taken
Open
all...
Open up your crate!
He's not even taken all three out of the...
Take out all three!
Okay.
Come on!
I'm super secretive about it, but let's...
Because it's a surprise, so get... hype. Let's get excited.
Let's hit this one first.
Don't believe the hype!
Giles Peterson.
Again, but the Giles Peterson came in the record shop. Is this what we're going to talk about?
No.
He did come into your record
Peterson's
shop, though, didn't he?
Latest compilation.
But he did come into your record shop, didn't he?
Yes,
the
he did.
Day. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Brownswood Bubblers 13 is the name of the new Giles Peterson compilation. The Bubblers series, what he does is, it's not necessarily stuff from his own Brownswood label, but it's the stuff that he's been most excited about within
it's
the last
term,
few months.
Bubblers, eh?
Bubblers.
Bubblers is such a great term.
Bubblers 13. Yeah. And it's,
Bubbling under.
I think he does them about every 8 months or so.
Yeah, it's cool.
They all like look standard like this. We have a drawing here of what looks like Sesame Street to me, with some musical notes over it. And the tune we're going to play is from a woman who I'm not sure you're familiar with. She's out of London. Her name is Imogene Thackeray.
Can I just say before we play the song, this is the third song of the day with the word line in it.
Is that right?
Yeah, of the breakfast show. I don't know if that makes any sense. I just notice funny things like that.
All right. Ley Lines is the name of the tune. And interesting thing about this is that quite often in the jazz idiom, it's about interaction between musicians, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, back in the day...
That's a cool sound, whatever that is.
It sounds like your favourite, the tuba.
Is it?
Yeah. What this is, Imogene Thackeray plays, produces, writes, sings everything you hear on this. She's a band leader, but then for this release, she decided she would play everything herself. Ley Lines is the name of this. It's great.
Sounds like a smudged bass, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, this came out, I think, in August on an EP originally. Now collected on Giles' Brownswood Bubblers 13.
Yeah, when you listen to music, do you ever listen to music and go, what do you see?
Always.
Yeah. Not straight in there. All the backing vocals as well?
Everything. The whole lot.
This type of groove's hard to find. This is the sort of thing if I had a market boutique restaurant / fashion boutique / toy shop.
Yep.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Toy shop.
Yeah. Cool toys, though. Seesaws and the like. Like Play-Doh, but not Beyblades, you know? I love that. It's great. Some cool sounds.
Yeah.
Recorded just like last year or this year, maybe.
This year. Yep.
Heavy vinyl. Oh, hold on. You can't park that there. Where are you going to... Oh, yes, but you can.
Shall I tell you something else Imogene Thackeray did this year?
Yes.
She collaborated with the London Symphony Orchestra and reinterpreted the album by Hello Skinny, Watermelon Sun. Hello Skinny, a guy out of Sons of Kemet, did his whole album.
Sons of Kemet, again,
yep,
yes.
Did his whole album with the London Symphony Orchestra. I'd say he's probably quite thrilled.
Wow. How many tracks on this compilation? Tell you what, if you're a fan, music fan, you stumble across a good compilation, does you the world of good, doesn't it? It opens a whole so many. It's like, you know, discovering 10 different treasure chests.
Well, 11 in this case.
11.
There's some names you might have heard. Yasmin Lacey is on here. Oscar, hashtag world peace.
But he thought that was a cool name when he started.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, hashtag world peace.
Alexander London is on here. This is a really... Always these bubblers have something good about them.
Yeah.
And so snapshot of not just simply London, but snapshot of... what Giles Peterson is getting a kick out of right now. You like this?
Yeah, I like that. It's cool.
We got this in the shop.
So that's Brownswood. Brownswood Bubblers Volume 13.
Yep, compiled by Giles Peterson.
I'm lucky for some. Lucky for you.
Very lucky for you.
Okay, now you're into track number, the second one out of the bag.
Again, this is a compilation, but one of a slightly different sort of tone to it. Trent Moller, you're...
I like it, Trent. I'm a big Trent Moller fan. Right. I don't know a lot about him, but I know that I've got a lot of songs of his that I really like.
Anders Trent Moller is a Danish producer, remixer, DJ type character. Yeah. He has done this called Copenhagen by Trent Moller, Harbour Boat Trips Volume 2.
What?
Yeah, this is weird. Now, Trent Moller...
Look at that moody shot.
Wow.
Hi, Mr. Cool.
Well, there's a reason for that. The Copenhagen is the name of a boat, like quite a small sort of boat, and I think... the idea behind these harbour boat trips, whatever it's called, is this soundtracks a particular kind of ride on a boat. What's a ride on a boat called?
What?
What do you call a ride on a boat?
A trip, a journey, a sail.
A sail.
A sail, a ride on a boat.
Now, yeah, a ride on a boat. Trent Moller on the... Now,
so this is a compilation as well. This is not his versions.
There's it's kind of both. It's a compilation. It's like a DJ mix done by him, but most of the stuff is like modified, so it's Trent Mollerized.
So you've got the Ravenettes.
Yep.
You've got a Parrot.
Yep.
You've got the Lollipops.
Mm-hmm. From 66.
I've got that name for that song. Shocker. You've got a Slow Dive.
Yeah.
Recent visitors to New Zealand. Slow Dive. You've got Levin Goes Lightly.
Okay, but saying it like this, you make it sound like it's a compilation of a bunch of disparate stuff.
Yeah.
Now, he's changed everything, so the tone...
A Place to Bury Strangers?
Yes. Now, everything Trent Moller has done on this, he's changed it, so everything has like a real chill to it, and I don't mean chill like hippie chill, I mean like a cold sort of chill.
He's wearing a duffel coat and sunglasses on the cover, which means it's daytime, but it's still cold.
Yeah. Could be the wintertime in Denmark.
Could be the wintertime in Denmark.
And one of the...
Cold in Copenhagen.
Something he's done on this is... are you familiar with a Neil Young record called Trans?
I'm not familiar. I'm not massively informed on Neil Young, but I do know. I'm aware of course.
You're aware of Trans. So the most conservative Neil Young fans are appalled by it. He put it out in 1980 or 81. I think it was 1981, actually. And it was influenced a bit by Devo, and it was all mostly vocoder sung. Anyway, Transformer Man was a tune from that. Trent Moller has covered that exclusively for his own Harbour Boat Trips Volume 2, Copenhagen. Neil Young's Transformer Man. Now, this one probably has the least chill out of everything he's done on this.
He really fills that space well, though, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You run the show. That's not Neil Young.
Nor is that a vocoder.
He's all like, he's busy as, isn't he, Trent Moller?
Yeah.
Now, Trent Moller, is that one word or is that a surname? Or?
It's a surname. I think you actually say Trent Moller.
Trent Moller?
Yep.
Trent Moller.
His first name is Anders.
Now, is that Transform a Man or Transform a Man? Just saying. Oh. Oh. There's a particular answer phone that has that answer phone tone to it that some businesses have. It's almost an 80s suicidal choral. Still left to do. 80s airs.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'd turn it on, but I can see it. I can see on maybe an overnight road trip somewhere. Perfect.
Whatever it is, it's at night time.
A boat trip in Copenhagen.
A ride on a boat.
Yes. You really got to be confident in those chords to be using those rusty old chords. Listen to them. What have you got there, Troy? Are we over to the vinyl player, are we? Here we are. Show me.
Can we just let the listeners know that Troy has taken only the actual record out of the sleeve?
This is an unprecedented amount of secrecy.
Hidden it and creeped behind Mikey, and now
he's got his back to me.
He's hiding the cover. Don't, Mikey, turn around.
I'll turn it down one there, and now I'm ready to go, I think, Troy. Is that right?
Yeah, now we're kind of ready to go.
Hit it.
Don't look, though. Mikey.
I'm not looking.
Don't look.
I'm not looking.
Don't look.
I'm pressing play now.
And then...
Is this fader across the air?
Yeah. Gather closer. Story.
Oh, he's looked.
Wait.
He's gone and looked at it.
Okay, try it again.
I heard what it said, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you know what it is?
I think I might have seen this record once. Would I have seen this record once ever in my life?
If it had a price tag of $900 attached to it, probably.
Maybe try the other table.
Someone's fiddled with the turntable. Let me tell you about this. This, in 1980, a group in Detroit did a 12-inch single. And it came out... And it disappeared, and I only heard of it the first time. I think it was on Conan Amir's Off the Tracks Bronx compilation. Gather closer.
We're going to tell you a story about a man named Muhammad Ali. Now listen.
Right, so now tell me all about this.
There we go.
Tribute to Muhammad Ali, the Stim, sound of the 80s disco, We Crown the King, dedicated to the King of Champion Fighters. Wow.
Now, Melodies International have put this out as a limited 12. Last time we had one of their 12s and played it on From the Crate, they were all gone by Saturday morning.
Shiver me timbers. Today's Thursday. And it's a Thursday, a couple of Thursdays before Christmas.
Yep. Now, there's a... Oh, what the hell is up with the bloody tables in here? Anyway, there's a good connection with Auckland with this. There's a guy called Jeremy who runs a reissue label called Rain and Shine. And what he does, not similar to lots of reissue labels, is he tracks down people and he legally licenses his stuff. And once he's covered his costs, all of the profits of his stuff go to the families of people. Okay, he's done 4 releases so far. And he was going to do this one, and then Melodies International got in touch with him and said, we desperately want to do this. Now, he'd done all the legwork. People involved in this were no longer in Detroit. He found them in Texas.
Wow.
Managed to license it. First ever reissue of this.
Wow. And $900 you say it used to be going for.
Yeah. Ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
But not really when you hear what it is and who it's about.
Greatest boxer of all time.
One of the greatest humans to ever walk the planet.
One of my top 5 most inspirational human beings.
I would agree. It's probably in my top 3.
Well, I've got the pinball machine.
How much, if it used to go for 900, how much did that go for at Southbound now?
Oh, the reissue of it?
Yeah.
I can't remember, but it's like, you know, 25 or 30 bucks or something.
Oh, yeah. So you can get a $900 record for...
Yeah. Oh. You don't need to pay $900 anymore. This has a cool story behind it as well. The man who wrote it desperately wanted the singer you hear to sing it, and it took him 5 years to convince him that it was within his range and he could do it. And that singer now is a, I don't know, some kind of bishop in a revivalist church.
Oh, really? Yeah. How was that? Wow.
The question is this: did Ali ever hear this disco tribute to him? The answer is apparently yes.
Yeah! Woo! Great. Troy, I'd like you to put me down for one of those, please.
I figured that would be the case.
Yes, thank you. So let's go over what we've had today. We've had the wonderful track there from the Bubblers compilation.
Yep, we heard there from... Hang on.
The world smiles with him without a frown, Tess. Serious with the humor of a clown. A great achievement. Long may he be around. Yeah! I second that notion.
Okay, so first
he's
thing.
He's still with us, Marmot.
Yeah, he is, and he'll always be here. Man who changed the world.
That's right.
For the better.
You know, inspiration for every human being that's ever lived, ever. Listen to us, Troy.
Yeah.
Our support group will start again in about half an hour. All right, so the Trent Muller compilation.
Trent Muller compilation is entitled Harbour Boat Trips Volume 2, Copenhagen by Trent Muller. The tune we heard there was him covering Transformer Man by Neil Young. First up was Giles Peterson's new Brownswood comp, Bubblers 13, and the tune we heard was from the... very, very great Imogene Thackeray, Ley Lines.
It's joyous, yeah.
Name of the song. And this,
beautiful,
of course, Lestim. Tribute to Muhammad Ali. We crown the king.
Lestim. Is it Lestim? Is that the artist?
Lestim is the artist.
Lestim.
Detroit, 1980.
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you so much.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White's Bikes.